On Saturday, two Athabascan men completed a 375-mile trek honoring their mother, Katie John, and her cause, subsistence rights. Dozens of people joined them for the last few miles, and about 200 celebrated the walk's end at the Alaska Native Medical Center in Anchorage. KNBA's Jacqueline Estes reports.
Fred John is 71 years old and his brother Harry is 65. With a four-woman support team of friends and relatives, they walked the highway from Dot Lake to Anchorage, camping out at night. The long walk was Fred's idea. He says he got blisters and shin splints and sometimes his feet bled, but he says he was inspired as villagers hosted them with meals and gatherings and people joined them along the way, including his mother's friend, 99-year-old Emma Northway.
Grandma Emma came out in her wheelchair about so many miles out, and she came into Tenna Cross with us. And the three sisters in Chestachina came out and walked into Chestachina with us. Gulkana came out, Gukona came out, Copper River people, all of them came out and walked with us. It was inspiring. We can't ask for more. That kept us going all the way down.
They started their walk on May 1st and ended it on May 31st, the one-year anniversary of their mother's death at age 97 at the Alaska Native Medical Center. Harry says as they walked through the early morning rain on Saturday, he thought of his mother.
I thought about the rain that fell, and I thought, geez, it must be my mom weeping with joy for the journey that we have made.
Katie John, Doris Charles, and Jean Henry were plaintiffs in a lawsuit the Native American Rights Fund filed in 1985 against the state of Alaska over subsistence fishing rights. The state lost, but appealed the case all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, which Fred says prompted the walk.
I did this because when Governor Parnell put my mother's case, Katie John's case, up to the Supreme Court again, I decided, as one of the John family, we got to do something. And I thought, I'll walk. I'll make a long-distance walk.
The Supreme Court found in Katie John's favor in March. Fred John says he hopes the state will come around and stop fighting Native subsistence rights.
We are not a threat to anybody. We are not a threat to the state. We are not a threat to anybody. If we start telling our story, people will accept us for who we are. Dene, we are Dene, we are people, the human beings is what they call us.
Karen Linnell, chair of the National Park Service's Subsistence Resource Commission, was one of many who thanked the men for raising awareness.
When we talk about our traditional foods, our traditional ways, it's not just about putting food in our mouth and on our table. It's a much deeper, stronger thing that feeds our soul. It's who we are. And there, that's what they were doing, raising that awareness to that. It's a way of life. It's not a lifestyle. It's a way of life.
The head of the regional nonprofit Tanana Chiefs Conference, Victor Joseph, said Alaska Native traditional cultures and knowledge about how to manage resources for the long term need to be put to use.
We're seeing where the need for co-management is there, where we need to be part, we need to have a strong voice within that so that we can make sure that the food, that the Native food that we have always counted on, is always there.
After the speeches, drummers invited people to join them in a dance of celebration. In Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.